Spiritual guidance versus psychic readings. What's the difference? I get asked this a lot, so let's clear it up. I specialize in spiritual guidance, not psychic readings. Here's what sets them apart, and how to know which path is the one you actually need right now. What people usually want from a psychic reading. When most people consider consulting a psychic, they want to know the future outcome of a situation, usually about money, career, or relationships. The reader tunes into a probable reality to answer these questions. That's exactly what it is, a probability. You live in a cosmic sea of probabilities at all times. The way you think and act in the present, combined with the karmic threads you carry with you, is what actually determines your outcomes, which means these messages are not fixed and can be changed by your thoughts and actions. Once a being awakens to the power of light and lets it into their being, they start taking responsibility for everything happening in their life, the good and the bad. They begin to see the divine teaching present in every event. From there, you can redirect your energy toward more positive outcomes yourself, instead of waiting on some predetermined destiny. How awakening changes what you're seeking. An unmanaged mind receives suggestions every second of the day about how it should think, act, or respond. Pure impulse. Without conscious awareness, a person becomes a puppet of that chaotic mind. But once someone develops awareness of what's happening around them, they get to decide what information to let in and what to release. They become responsible for their life and everything within it. At that point, they no longer need someone to hand them answers about probable outcomes. They know they have the power to create the outcome through their own thoughts and actions. They can consciously manifest a life aligned with their dreams, built on sincere intent and impeccable action, a shamanic approach of stalking, dreaming, and impeccable intention and action. A spiritual guide helps illuminate what may be hidden from one's own view and offers confirmation that what you're sensing has real merit. Being psychic doesn't necessarily mean someone is spiritually evolved, but every spiritual guide has developed their psychic abilities along the way. Both of these are something everyone is capable of attaining as they walk their evolutionary path consistently. Daily consistency is a primary key. What makes spiritual guidance different? Spiritual guidance is rooted in principles that help you examine deep inner truths about yourself and your actions so you can consciously create your desired outcome. It draws on the guide's own intuitive awareness, filtered through years of personal spiritual, emotional, and psychological development, all in service of moving you into a higher level of light. We all rise to a higher light all the time. Many are on the path ahead of you, and many are behind you, so the journey continually supports our collective evolution. This only works if you're willing to own everything happening around you. As long as someone isn't ready to take full responsibility for their life, they'll stay a victim of the unconscious influences surrounding that lower level of consciousness. This is a moment-to-moment conscious choice on your part to remain in the lower realms or to rise up to align with the higher frequency patterns that keep you connected to the frequency bands of information, knowledge, and wisdom that aligns with your true path and purpose for being incarnate at this time. How spiritual guidance confirms your own inner knowing. Sometimes you already have the answer coming through from your own higher self. You're just not emotionally settled enough to trust it as clear truth. A spiritual guide who arrives at the same information can help you go deeper into why you're struggling to trust your own guidance. Even advanced practitioners on the path need outside confirmation from time to time. It's often just the encouragement needed to take the next step, to see something more clearly that just isn't making it through to your conscious awareness. Spiritual readings are interactive. You're an active participant, not a passive listener. There's no need to test your reader with vague or incorrect information. Details matter less than the essence of what's happening. Think of it more like counseling, a two-way conversation. One more difference worth naming. Spiritual guidance can be more direct, even a little harsh at times. That's usually because the person receiving it wants to see everyone else as the problem and isn't ready to look in the mirror. The goal is always evolution. And sometimes that means taking responsibility for what's currently showing up in your life, including patterns carried over from past lifetimes. It can stir up dormant emotion, sometimes painful, sometimes anger. When processed well, that emotion becomes fuel for healing in the exact area that was once blocked. Which one is right for you? Psychic readings are wonderful when you're just beginning your awakening journey or dipping a toe into spiritual exploration without being ready to commit to a dedicated path. A good psychic can point you toward possibilities to move toward or away from, using your own discernment. Treat what they share as a potential guidepost, not a guaranteed outcome. You always have free will to adjust course based on what you receive. Keep in mind, your higher guidance is present for these sessions as well, and will sometimes give you just the push you need towards a higher outcome in any situation. Higher outcomes are not always easy to walk through, but ultimately worth the journey, as the light that is accreted on the other side of it lifts you to heightened levels of insight and profound awareness. At some point on the spiritual path, though, you'll need to consciously clear old karmic debts still living in your energetic field and start to understand how you created that karma in the first place so you can stop generating more. Accepting that you've lived many times before and that you've likely played both perpetrator and victim across those lives is part of the deal. We can't know the beauty of our connection to the divine without also knowing its opposite. Spend time in meditation, contemplating the lesson behind any pain or frustration you're facing. Call in your higher self and ask for wisdom in moving beyond it. Love and forgiveness are the vibrations that actually clear the experience from your field. Spiritual guidance can help illuminate these situations and offer real direction toward a more positive path forward. A few questions to ask yourself. If you're not sure which kind of guidance you're looking for, sit with these. Are you seeking entertainment, psychic, or enlightenment and self-empowerment, spiritual? Do you want someone to hand you answers, psychic, or help learning to access your own higher self, spiritual? Do you want someone to foretell your future, psychic, or help you to create the future you actually want, spiritual? If you're after quick, surface-level answers and you are just starting on your spiritual journey, a psychic reader is a great fit. But if you want depth, to discover who you are, where you came from, and what you're here to do, a qualified spiritual guide is the better path. True and lasting healing only comes from within you and your own divine connection to Source. Guides can help point you in the right direction. Appreciate them for that, but never give your power away to them. Always use discernment when working with spiritual guides and healers. If you are feeling ready to start engaging with a spiritual guide with many decades of experience in assisting others along their spiritual awakening journey, I invite you to deepen your explorations with my work. I have many free offerings that you can start with to get started. My YouTube channel, Temple of the Divine Muse, is a great place to begin exploring. The channel offers beginner playlists, as well as courses and meditations, and our multidimensional Q-set soundscapes to get started. If you are feeling ready to start working with me, I suggest you start with my free chakra portrait. This is a base level reading of your 12 chakra system, which will give us a baseline for where you are now. This is similar to your doctor asking for a blood test to establish baselines. Check out this link to learn more, and I look forward to guiding you at any stage of your spiritual awakening journey.